Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Psalm 91. I was abiding, guys, and powerful. Yet, you know, we sometimes can become so familiar with a verse of scripture or a scripture that sometimes we read over words. I mean, there was a time where I had to literally put my finger over every word I was reading to pause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. So you wouldn't miss something.
Yeah, so you just don't wax over it.
Yeah. Oh, I've read this before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we got to do whatever measures to slow ourselves down. But Psalm 91, well, look at this chapter today. Mm-hmm. Because, listen, there is nothing to fear when you belong to God.
All right.
There's nothing to fear, you know, and you're going to be seeing in coming days and coming months, you're going to be seeing some serious things happen on the face of this earth. And your first reaction does not need to be fear, but it needs to be faith in God. I mean, he told us, listen, in this life, right?
That's right.
We're going to see things happen, but it's just going to be able to help us to even draw closer to him and to look up to the hills where our true help comes from. Look up to heaven. Right. Well, Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Think about it. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. I think that even Israel's airplane is called El Isle. It means Most High, I think.
Oh, there is it. Wow.
Yeah, El Isle. But he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. You know, many today are looking for rest. They're looking for peace. Mm-hmm. And so many times, you know, as a believer, we can enjoy so much rest and peace that maybe we become accustomed to it and have forgotten what it was like not to have true peace. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people today that are just, and maybe that's you. You're tuning in and you are so, you've been running.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere to hide, nowhere to lay your head, and there's no peace in your life.
Right.
God promises that he who dwells, he who makes his home, his abode, his house in God, in the shelter of the Most High, will rest under the shadow, in the shadow of the Almighty. When you make God your home, when you make God your habitation, when he becomes your abiding place, where he is the number one thing, you there's a rest and there's a peace that comes upon your life. In fact, you know, the Word of God says that he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That word transcends, meaning it surpasses, it rises above your ability to understand. And when the world is facing all sorts of calamities and all sorts of things are happening, you need the peace of God to wrap around you. You wear it as a cloak, as a blanket.
Right.
And it's just so good. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Let me tell you, I mean, people are putting their trust in a lot of things. That, you know what? And when I didn't know God, I was doing the same thing.
That's right.
You put your trust in yourself and your money and your resources and what you're able to do. Tons of people today are putting their trust in the government. And all of our trust needs to be in God.
Right.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely, he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I mean, they're talking about chemical weapons, all kinds of stuff. Listen, there comes a point where you know, if there's not enough mass, if there's not enough, you just don't know what's out there.
Right.
It's only going to be the supernatural hand of God that will keep us covered and keep us totally protected. Why are we talking about this? We're talking about not being caught up in the tragedy of the news, but to build our faith and to remember the promises and the faithfulness of who God is.
That's right.
Right? He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Are you talking about faithful?
Mm.
Revelation says that the rider of the horse, his name is the faithful and just. He's faithful.
Yeah.
First John says that he is faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins.
Can't beat that.
A friend that Proverbs speaks of that's closer than a brother. I mean, we talked yesterday about unfailing love. How priceless is his unfailing love when you're talking about the faithfulness of God. There's nothing like resting and leaning on someone that's faithful. And ain't nothing worse than leaning and resting on someone that isn't.
Mm-mm. That's right.
You're falling all over the place. And when we have God, we can run to him. We can take refuge in him. He says, listen, no, you will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. There's just no fear in God. Perfect love casts out all fear. 1,000 may fall at your right side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
Mm.
I'm talking about the protection, the divine iron dome of God over your life and over your family. I'm talking about that God has your back.
That's right.
If you have his back, right?
That's right.
And even when we don't, while we were yet sinners, Christ loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Says you will only observe with your eyes and see the You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. So you'll only see what's happening, but you won't experience it. If, here's that huge, huge little word, if.
Mm-hmm.
If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. And oftentimes, people that don't know God blame God for things that happen. But there's a protection when you stay close to God. And I often say that, listen, if you're walking with your children down a busy street and you tell them to hold your hand as you're crossing the street, and they let go of your hand,
mm-hmm.
in fact, pull away from your hand, as some children do,
right,
and run out in the middle of the street and get hit and killed by a car, did the parent push them in the middle of the street? Or was the kid who snatched his hand from the protective care of the parent that wound up running into a place where there was danger? Let me tell you something. When you disobey God, when you snatch your hand outside of his protection and guidance and love, listen, when you go into the area of darkness, what are you going to find? You can't look for safety if you're running to the place of darkness. Mm, right?
That's right.
He says, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command, listen to this, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. God
mm-hmm.
is going to command his angels.
Yeah.
Think of this concept, to guard you, right? To guard your ways, they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not even strike your foot against the stone. Even the devil knows that when he tried to tell that to Jesus in Luke 4. He tried to manipulate and twist this word and says, you know, go ahead, you know, throw your... He was trying to tempt Jesus after Jesus came out fast, you know, mm-hmm. from fasting in the desert.
Right.
Not even. There's no danger going to befall you. Listen, because God's going to command his angels towards you. You will tread upon the lion, and on the cobra you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Mm. My name. Listen to this. I mean, listen, what are we seeing when people are just taking the name of God and just not honoring him and not respecting him? When we don't place God at the forefront of our nation, we don't place God at the forefront of our home, when God's not the centerpiece, when we're doing everything that tears down and just we don't retain the knowledge of God, he'll give us over to a depraved mind, a futile mind, or a darkened heart. But this is it. God, if you love me, if you honor me, it's because he loves me. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation. Let me tell you something. We just barely yesterday jumped into the benefits of God in Psalm 103. But let me tell you, God is for you. Mm-hmm. We need to remind ourselves. We need to remember the goodness of our God. And we need to know that God is always an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Mm-hmm. That he longs to be with us and longs to protect us and will protect us. We just need to make sure that he who dwells in the shadow, it's us. We need to make the effort to make him our abode, our house. We need to come up underneath the wings of him. Mm-hmm. God's not going to force it upon us, but when we draw close to God, he'll draw close to us. He'll draw close to us.
Right.
You know, and if God is for you, who in the world could be against you?
Right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.